Okay, so we are starting. And we're going to start with the Mishnah. Famous Mishnah, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. It lists the 39 Malachos. Something which you're familiar with because we spent so much time in the Akdama. Mishnah, Abos Malachos, Arba Mechasar Achas, HaZoreya. We're starting with Zoreya. Now, you may ask me a very simple question. When you were growing up, what did you start with? What did you learn first? Choresh, right? Because doesn't that make sense in terms of? Plow before you plant, right? That's, I'm sure, how you guys all learned it back in your respective schools in Chutz La'aretz, which is exactly the point. Take a look at the Gemara. Hazareva Choresh Michti. Mark me Karbi Bereisha. What should you do first? You generally, you plow. You plow before you plant. Listen to Choresh. So what should we teach first? Choresh. Bahadur, listen to Zoraya. In the after, we should teach Zoraya. So we say, no. Tana Beretz Yisrael Kai. The Tana of our Mishnah lived in Eretz Yisrael. What did they do? Dezari Bereish, Vader Karbi. First, what did they do? First, they planted, and then only afterwards they plowed. Baruch Hashem, you were all zochah to make it to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we're able to return the order to its proper place. Yes? So we're going to start with Zoraya. What? Planted before you plowed. Okay. Source number one is the Hagdara of Malacha. So let's define exactly what the Malacha is. And the Rambam basically gives us a beautiful Hagdara. The Rambam explains in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis. V'chein Echad Azorei Zerai Monote Ilanos Amamar V'chilonos Or Markevo Azomer. Anybody who does what? Plants seeds or plants saplings or does any upkeep of a tree such as pruning. Kol Eilu Av Echadim. They're all part of one Av Malacha. Me'avos Malachas are Inin Echadu. What? What's the definition? Shekol Achas Mehem Letzamech Davru Miskaved. The purpose of all them is to help things grow. Zoraya is defined by helping plants grow. And therefore, ironically, if anybody knows anything about plants, if you have a dead leaf, a dead tree, that saps some of the nutrients that exist in the ground, and therefore it does not allow the tree to fully blossom and bloom, and therefore pruning is the action of removing the dead leaves, the dead trees, and that actually helps it grow. So therefore, if a person were to prune, if a person were to cut off dead branches, dead leaves, that would be a violation of Zoraya on Shabbos, because they're helping the plant grow. Okay, great. Now, Zoraya is actually a very interesting malacha. It's unique to a certain degree. There are not many malachos like this, and this is a good opportunity to put on our, Ian caps for a little bit. Why is it unique? Because Zoraya has a discrepancy or has a time lag between the Maisa and the Totsa. Correct? You plant the seed in the ground. When does it sprout? When does it grow? A day? 2 days? 3 days later? Hard to know. It doesn't happen immediately. So there's a distinction between the Maisa and the Totsa. So the question is, when do you violate Zoraya? Do you violate Zoraya when the seeds are planted directly in the ground? Or do I only violate Zoraya when the thing actually grows? Do I need both of them? So anybody can think of another malacha that's similar to this? Bishul. What's with Bishul? Bishul, you take food which is raw, you place it in the oven, right? So that's the end of your Maisa. And then the Totsah, placing in the oven, which is hot, is that eventually it cooks. There's also a delay there. So the question that the Achronim deal with is Zoraya the same as Bishul? Or is it different? So take a look at the Rishash. The Rishash says as follows. B'mishah Zoraya, hein af kol zeh shelo nishrash, kiman deshad b'kam nidami, ayin. The Gemara Menachos says the Rishash, b'kol makom kiman da'al yedei zriya, so ata yishrash. What does the Rishash say? Zoraya and Bishul or Ofe are exactly the same. At what point are you chayiv? Only when? When it actually bakes. And therefore, at what point are you actually chayiv when it comes to Zoraya, when it actually grows? So what is he telling me? But Amchai Lemafreya from the Maisa. That's the point he's making. The point is that I need the Totsah in order for me to be Chayiv. Chayiv a Korban Chatas. If I do it Bishogeg. But I'm Chayiv Lemafreya from the actual Maisa, which is the same thing when it comes to Bishol. Okay, and therefore, what does he say? Based off of that, v'hine imlo lakar hazera kodem shenishrash nira de pater almasha zera kiven de lo miskayim in machshavaso. What does he say? If I were to remove the seed prior to it growing, then I'd be pater. Why would I be pater? Because it's about the totsa. I can't be chayiv unless the totsa happened. That is the shita of the Rashash. So yes, meaning I need both actions. Meaning at what point is the makav a patish? At what point is it actually, am I actually chayiv? When it grows. That's like, meaning that's a point when I actually was miskayim my machshava. At what point do we say I was chayiv? When I put it in the ground. Why? So what's the chiddush here? I'll explain it as follows. Let's put it this way. This is the point that the Minchas Chinuch is going to bring up. Let's say I was only chayev once it actually grew. Let's say something takes 3 days to grow. So, what does that mean? I'm chayev on Tuesday for something which I did on Shabbos? Does that make sense? Right? How do you work that out? Correct? So therefore, the Rosh Hashanah says we need both. You need it to be biskayim, i.e. it needs to grow and then may grow on Tuesday. But from what point am I chayev? I can only be chayev for something, for an Isra on Shabbos, if I did it on Shabbos. And therefore you need both of those tanayim. However, the Minchas Chinuch is going to argue. What does the Minchas Chinuch say? Let's take a look in source number 3. He says, Adkan tzarech lomar diyish chilak bishla mevashal ofe gamarafio bishol nikru b'shem afia o bishol ava kodim shenefal o nikru b'shem afia klal af denasan letocha tanor. Says the Minchas Chinuch, wait a second, hold on. Bishol nafia. When is it called something which was cooked? When? It was actually cooked, right? Putting something in the oven and the oven's not on, you didn't cook anything, right? You may be in the process of cooking, but that's only if the fire's on is actually cooking it, correct? But, aval lashon zriya, says the Minchas Chinuch, what does it mean to plant? What does it mean, when have you planted? Chal tekef! It's chal right away. Once I plant the seeds in the ground, habi zoreya. That's zoreya. End of story. After we command the manach v'digulei ha'inu le'inina miskol el to the word v'krad zoreya, etc. So he says the lashon is going on when I put a dafka in the ground, even though it may take time. So go down to the next one. Im kain lefiza im lakad mina aret take of achar zoreya. What's an afkim? You know, let's say I planted something in the ground and I want to remove it. But by the chayiv, you didn't do anything. You already were chayiv. You already violated the iser. Dad nigma malach the bizriya lechud. Because when I put it on the ground, somebody said, "What did you just do?" Oh, he's planting. Okay, you planted, so you violated the iser of zareya. Chayva torva kumo kosev u'mochek tekef. That's like the same thing as kosev u'mochek. Riding and erasing. Let's do one that's really close to home. Running into the bathroom. Turning off the light and then turning it back on, yes? You were chayiv for both. Yes, you didn't undo, you know what I'm talking about? Right? We've all been there? Correct? Oh shoot. You know, like, right? Okay, no, like, that doesn't work, okay? Putting it in the ground, you're chayiv. End of story. Okay, excellent. So we have this big machlokas between the Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch with a couple of nafkaminas. What are the nafkaminas over here? Well, first of all, what's the machlokas? Let's say that again. According to the Rishash, when is the person chayiv? Only when? Once it actually, the totsah. But I need it to be, but I'm chayiv lemafreya from the maisa, right? I need both of those things to take place. According to the Minchas Chinuch, I'm only chayiv what? What do you say? I'm chayiv for the maisa, as opposed to when it comes to bishul, when am I chayiv? For the totsah, right? Because it needs to be cooked. So a couple of interesting nafkaminas. One in the realm of bishul, I'll take a question 1 second, sorry, one in the realm of bishul, ready? According to the Minchas Chinuch, you tell me this, what's the halacha? It is three 30 seconds before Seis Shabbos. I take some bread and I put it in a burning hot oven. Not bread. That wouldn't help. I take dough and I put it in a burning hot oven. It's going to cook over the next 45 minutes. Did I violate Bishop of Shabbos? You tell me. I take raw dough, I place it in the oven 30 seconds before today's Shabbos, and it's going to cook. It'll be cooked in about 15, 20 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever it is. According to the Rashash, yes, I would be chayev. Why? Because all I need is the maisa to happen on Shabbos, and even if the totsa is going to happen Motzei Shabbos, it doesn't matter. It's the same thing as what? Zareya. Right? Same way that I'm only chayev if it actually grows. And that's going to take place on Tuesday. But if I did the maisa on Shabbos and I'm chayev, so too when it comes to Bishul. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, he needs both, right? What'd you say? I have the maisa. I did the maisa before Tzeis. I did the maisa before Tzeis. What? No, so let's think about the Rishash. What does Rishash say? Once again, the Rishash says that in my mind, this is what he's saying, Bishul and Zoraya are identical. So what is Zoraya? I put the when does the maisa take place? On Shabbos. When does the tzah take place? Afterwards. So according to the Rishash, when it comes to Bishul b'Shabbos, the same exact thing. So then what? Even I could do the maisa on Shabbos, and I could still be chayiv until tzah happens on Motzei Shabbos. That's a chumrah, a quirky chumrah that comes out of the Rishash. What would the Minchas Chinuch say? What are you talking about? No, you're not chayiv for putting dough in the oven 30 seconds before Shabbos. Bishul is only Bishul when it's actually cooked. When it's actually cooked, if it's not cooked, I don't care about the maisa. Bishul is unique. That's one nafkamina when it comes to the realm of Bishul. Okay. But more pertinent for us is the nafkamina when it comes to the Zariah. Let's say a person plants something in the ground. What should they do? On Shabbos. According to the Rishash, what should you do? Remove it, right? You should pick it up. According to the Minchas Chinuch, what should you do? It's not. It's over. It's nothing. More than that, your seeds are probably muksa. You can't do anything. Your seeds don't serve any purpose on Shabbos. You got to leave them in the ground. Halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin? Most paskin like the Minchas Chinuch. We assume that Zoreya is chal on the maisa zriya, and therefore there's really not much you could do. Some of the Acharim suggest, al hatzad, that the Rishash may be correct. What should you do? Kick the seeds out of the ground. If you kick the seeds out of the ground, do it in a shinoi, do it in a way where it would be mutter to go ahead, a tiltum and a tzad, so to speak, to remove the seeds. And therefore, al tzad that the Rishash is right, you would be able to save yourself from nisr de oraisa of Zoraya on Shabbos. You'd be able to save yourself in that situation. Okay, great. So this brings us to, I think there was one other thing which I wanted to share about this machlokas, which I'm blinking right now. Okay, this will be good enough for now. So just to go over what we've said so far, we defined the malacha of Zoraya. It's like Hagdama. We defined the malacha of Zoraya. It means helping things grow. We had a machlokas between the Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch, whether it's a din in the Maisa plus totsah, the Rishash need the totsah, and therefore identical to Bishul, or is it just a din in the Maisa, the Minchas Chinuch? The nafkaminas are one in terms of Bishul, which is a bit complicated, which we're not going to talk now, but more for Zoraya. Let's say one has accidentally planted on Shabbos, should they remove the seeds or not? According to the Minchas Chinuch, you shouldn't, because it's muksa, and you already violated the Isser. According to the Rishash, you should, because there's toelas, because if it doesn't grow, so then lo niskayim machshavaso, and therefore you'd be pater from the Isser Doraisa Zoraya. Halacha Maisaka, this come up. One's walking outside, eating an apple, and they throw the apple on the ground. And what? There's potential for the seeds to grow. Or any other fruit, it doesn't have to be an apple. So should you remove it? Right? I mean, this is not a just pie in the sky, fun lundus. Don't get, it was also great fun lundus. But also, when it comes to halakha l'maisa, these things certainly could come up. Should one take the time in order to remove those things, or how careful should she be about those things? So this has to do with what we're discussing right here and right now, and therefore it's certainly something to keep in mind. Okay, so this we'll pause right here. This will be a nice hagdama into the world of Zoraya. When we come back in Mirta Shem next week, I hope we'll be on Sunday, we'll be able to pick up and we'll be able to discuss some halakha l'maisa examples, more l'maisa examples when it comes to the realm of Zoraya. But have a wonderful, wonderful night.